This is another original OFM podcast.
Still tuned in right here to OFM, the sound of your life. You are tuned into VIP Access. You know, Idol's season 15 finale was amazing. It was on flames. It was an amazing final, I have to say. And one other thing I can tell you is we have the winner of season 15, South African Idols, the one and only Luyolo himself on the line. How are you, my brother?
Hey, man. I'm good, bro. I'm good. I'm great, actually. I'm a bit tired, but I'm good.
Yeah, no, I can tell how tired you are because, you know, it's been a long day, interview after interview after interview.
Interview after interview after interview. Yo, like, it's been a long day. But, yeah, man, it's part of the job.
Yes, my man. Hey, I know. It's really hectic, but I'm going to try and make it as smooth and as fun as possible.
Yeah. That would be great.
All right, let's see if we can make it fun with my first question to you. How do you feel being, you know, the winner? This biggest competition, my man. This is one of the biggest competitions in South Africa. How do you feel at this point in time?
I feel great, man. I feel grateful. I feel blessed. I feel wonderful, man. It's amazing. It's like the experience is just great, you know, and I feel like, yeah, it's still going to stick, because it's still going to be there. I don't know when it will die out, but like in terms of like the feeling, but yeah, it's still going to be there.
Just like that, instant millionaire over the weekend.
Hey. you know, to be honest, I keep on forgetting the millionaire part. Every time people are like, hey, instant million, I'm like, oh yes.
So talking about that million, by the way, so how do you have any plans with that million? What's the first thing you think you are going to purchase with that prize money?
You know, if it wasn't for Ford, I was going to say I was going to buy a car.
Yeah.
But now Ford just came through and then gave me, you know, which I really appreciate. I really am grateful to each and every sponsor that came through. And, oh, what am I going to buy?
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe I'll buy Chetis Nyana. And then, yeah, just have fun, G. You know?
Yeah, no, chew the Chappy of success. All right,
yeah,
now we're talking your music now, and we know that you're going to be getting into studio very, very soon. Since you're going to be getting into studio very soon, what's your plans for your first album, and which genre do you think you're going to be going for?
For my first album, I think I'll be going for Afro Soul genre. Yes. But at the same time, you know, one of the things that we've learned from Idols and the experience is that is versatility, you know?
Yeah.
So I am not afraid to try out other genres during, you know, the album, like during the make of the album.
Yeah.
I would actually love to try out other genres too, but I feel like Afro Soul is the one that I'm going for.
Oh no, that sounds very quite interesting. Okay, now let's off the books, off the record. Now we're gossiping now. What do you think the name of the album is going to be? Don't tell anyone. Just tell me. Just tell me. Don't tell anyone. Just tell me.
Hey man, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Eh? I really don't know.
Is that the name of the album? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. To be honest, I haven't thought of it yet. I really haven't thought of it yet. But I feel like maybe I might get an idea of what I think I want it to be called.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I know.
But it's just an idea. It's not even a name. It's just an idea.
Okay. Are you going to share the idea or not?
No, I'm not gonna idea.
I was trying to get it out of you. But okay then. But as we're moving forward now, do you think you're ready for the fame, though? You know, the music business has a lot of challenges that comes with it.
Do you think
the competition itself has prepared you enough, you know, to face the music industry, the music business itself, and fame in general?
I feel like the competition has put a perspective on how we should push ourselves, you know, throughout the music industry, in fact. So it has, even if it's not like, because the reason why I'm saying it has put perspective is that even outside, you are basically fighting for your case, you know, your spot, you know, outside the competition. You have to fight for your spot. Mm-hmm. And then with that said, you have to focus on pushing yourself, you know, and pushing yourself over the limits that, oh, I know, I just end here. I end here with my limits. But you just push yourself over. I feel like it has prepared us a bit. Obviously, there's a lot of hard work that is still going to happen. But yeah, I feel like, yeah, the pressure of the show has put some perspective on how the industry is.
That is really great. That's deep, and it's great at the same time.
Yeah.
All right. Here's my final question to you.
All right.
And I think this is going to be a very exciting and fun question for you.
Okay.
Which artist do you think you want to work with in the music industry?
Man, the thing is, you know what? I want to work with a lot of people. Like, I want to work with the whole of South Africa.
That's big.
If I would call out names, man, artists like Something Soweto, definitely, you know, I'd love to work with him. I'd love to work with Prince KB. I'd love to work with Sanel Musician. I'd love to work with even Garabo, you know, the Idol's winner of season 14, right? Not 14.
It's season 13.
13.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'd love to work with him, you know, and yeah, like, yeah, I'd love to work with a lot of people.
Are you only focusing on your local collaborations or also international?
International. I'd love to work with Ed Sheeran, guys. You have no idea. I'd love to work with that guy. I think he's phenomenal, and yeah, I mean, doing some. Even if it's one single with John Legend, you know, that would be something else too. But yeah.
I'm glad that you gave us the exclusive of your future plans.
Yeah.
Well, Leona, my man, I'm glad that I had to speak with you, and I still say to you, congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much, bro. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you. And thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you for having me in the show.
You're welcome. Yeah. So now your final words to your fans.
Final words to my fans. I love to use the word supporters because they supported me, you know, throughout. Guys, thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I really, really appreciate it. And I love you guys. Continue supporting me. I love you guys. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Luyolo.
Thank you, Boots.
And have a wonderful, great, busy evening.
It's going to be a busy one, right? It's going to be a busy one. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Man. All right, my man. You're welcome. And also be sure to enjoy your festive season.
All right. Thank you.
Cheers.
Thank you. You too.
Cheers. Thanks, man. Cheers.
Cheers.
Yeah, that was Luyolo, the winner of season 15 Idols South Africa. The winner himself. That was amazing. Thank you very much for having a chat with me, Luyolo. You're still tuned into VIP Access. I'm still yours truly, Lucius Mujumi, and let's have fun with great music coming ahead.
That was another original OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.